Good evening. For those people who weren't here last week, I gave the secret of life away. And I'll try to maybe repeat that. Tonight's topic is going to be miracles. But before we talk about miracles, I'd like to talk about some of the things from last week. And one of the things that we did last week is we stood up and we hugged each other, which always changes the energy in the room. And we may do that anytime we want. But I failed to tell people when you are hugging somebody, the idea is not to do what I call an A-frame. An A-frame is this or this. You must put your body in contact with the other person. Even if you think you're touching their genitals. The reason why we do that is so that your chakras match up with each other. Is everyone familiar with chakras? So if you do it like this, there's no meeting of the chakras. And then because we're doing that, we also do not pat people on the back while we're hugging them. That happens. That deflects the energy again. So you're not. So shall we stand up and see if we can do that? Can you see the difference when you do it that way? So when you're meeting people and so forth, and they allow you to hug them, then really hug them. But when you hug somebody, please don't pat them on the back. That's a child you pat on the back so that they can burp. It not only deflects the energy, it deflects your consciousness. You are no longer hugging somebody. You are trying to get out of the whole situation. Does it make sense to you? And how many times have you, because you feel ill at ease, so you start to pat and you think, now no one will know that I'm ill at ease. I know it every time. All right, with that said, we'll start as we always do with spiritual mind treatment. And for the new people, spiritual mind treatment is just a form of prayer. It's an organized form of prayer. We are taking time out to affirm or reaffirm what the universe already knows about us. So I will do this in the first person. And all those who are willing may take it for themselves in the first person. All I ever see is abundance. I see abundance everywhere. I look through the eyes of abundance. There is no lack or limitation in my world whatsoever. And because I see abundance everywhere, abundance comes to me. Money comes to me. All the things that I desire and want come to me because I see them. And I let that be so. And so it is.
And so it is.
Last week we talked to the people that weren't here. The most important thing in the treatment is what? Does anyone remember?
And let so it is.
I let that be so.
I let that be so. Not God. When I started out with the preface, what we are saying here is what the universe already knows about us. The universe already knows everything. You don't have to tell the universe anything. Everything is already done in mind. How many people remember me saying that all the time? Everything's already done in mind. All you have to do is know that, believe that, and it will materialize in your world. The reason that it does not materialize in your world is because you haven't come to that moment of belief, because you're listening to the world that tells you there's such a thing as lack and limitation, which is a lie. The world made that up. That's not the world that we live in. So you have to separate yourself from the conversation that's going on out there and get your own conversation, sort of eavesdrop into what the universe is really saying, you see. But we have a tendency to hear only what the world is saying. And what's the world saying? You're not going to make it. It's not going to work. This isn't going to happen. That can never be done. And we keep listening. Instead of listening over here, that all things are possible, that everything that you want is already done. All you have to do is see it. It's right here. You don't see it. Now, in my treatment tonight, what did I say?
I see abundance everywhere.
I see. Abundance everywhere. And I see through the eyes of abundance. You see. I see through the eyes of abundance. You see. Your eyes do nothing. It's your mind that does it. You see with your mind, not your eyes. That is why it tells you not to judge by appearances. That's merely an appearance. Get the idea in your mind. See it in your mind, and you'll see it in front of you. This works every time. Tom wanted to know about, which I say, this is the easiest teaching to disprove. You can disprove this teaching anytime you want. Try not to do that to yourself. That's not what you're here. If you're here to disprove this, please leave. It's not going to do you a bit of good. The whole idea is to make this work for you. And to make it work for you, you have to start believing it. You have to start seeing it. And you have to stop listening to what the world is telling you. If the world tells you there's any lack and limitation, you have to say, but that's an out-and-out lie. I live in a universe that's completely abundant. Completely prosperous, that money's always freely circulating in this universe. And then you have to become part of that, and you already are part of that. If you can make the statement, all that I am is God, but I am not all that God is, then you have to be able to turn that around and say, I am part of the abundance itself. I am part of prosperity itself. I wrote it. And I am part of the money that is out there. Next week I'm going to show you how to do that and tell you how to do that, because we're going to learn to pick up the vibrations. You see, the reason why a lot of people don't have any money, they don't have any vibration for the money whatsoever. You see, you have to resonate with what you want. This whole world, this whole illusion that you're having right now is done with vibrations. It's all done with vibrations. Everything you see is vibrating. You just don't see that at the present moment.
but it's all vibrating.
So now what else did I say in the treatment? The idea that everything, the universe already knows what we want long before we ask for it. And that has nothing to do with predestination, by the way. All those things are there. All the things that you want are there. All the choices you want are there. Now we have to develop wisdom to pick the right choice. You see, that's all we're learning to do here. What we are learning to do here is change our mind about what? We're learning to change our mind about ourselves. We have made up a story about ourselves, that we are poor, that we don't think correctly, that our mind doesn't quite work right. You have to change that and know that you're not poor, that your mind works perfectly. Why do you know that your mind works perfectly?
It's
the mind of God. There is only one mind, one life, and you are some part of that life. Therefore, you have to be able to do this. You're saying, what's done in the infinite can be done in the finite. But we are taught by the world that that can't be so, that there's lack and limitation. And how many people hear the word, you have to learn to think out of the box? And very few people know how to think out of the box. They think in the box. I'll give you a cute story of that, thinking out of the box. Do you know the architect Portman, who did the Bonaventure? He does all those round hotels. And one of the things that he does with hotels, he always puts the elevator on the outside of the building. So how did they know how to do that? Well, they were renovating an old hotel, and they needed a new elevator. So they said, we'll have to close down these rooms the whole way down through, and we'll put this elevator shaft up, and we'll do this, that, and the other thing. There was a janitor there cleaning up, and they said, that'll be a lot of work for you, won't it? He said, it certainly will. Why don't you put the elevator on the outside of the building? They said, well, we never thought of that. Now elevators are on the outside of the building. But it took a janitor because the architects were thinking inside their box. Elevators are always on the inside. That's all we're learning here, is to think out of the box. What we're trying to do is think bigger, better things about ourselves so that we can really enjoy ourselves, really love ourselves. Okay? Tonight's topic is miracles. And I will tell you right now, there is not one person in here, in this room, who hasn't experienced a miracle. But we're used to seeing miracles as big, gigantic things. Things that are out of the ordinary. Miracles are not out of the ordinary. Remember, there's nothing out of the ordinary. There's nothing supernatural. Everything is natural. We just learn more about it. And because sometimes we can't figure it out, we say, well, that must be supernatural. They're using supernatural. We don't do that to ourselves. We know that everything is natural. Why do we know that there's no such thing as supernatural, people?
Everything's possible.
Everything's possible, that's true. But if it was natural and supernatural, what would we have?
Separation.
And what do we talk about here?
Unity.
Unity. Always unity. There cannot be separation in any of it. That's why we don't have good and bad. We don't have God and the devil. We don't have heaven and hell. Because there's no separation. People who think they're in hell, they're in hell because they think they're in hell. So what is the biggest miracle that we have been given as human beings?
Choice,
my free will.
Free will, choice. We are able to change our minds. And that is a miracle in itself. Just think, come in. Yes. Just think, if you couldn't change your mind and you were stuck with what you thought. Now that would be a situation, wouldn't it? And how many people do that to themselves? When the miracle is change your mind. Think differently. Just change your mind. Just think differently. Now we can have all kinds of miracles. I don't know how many people would remember a woman called Catherine Coleman.
Catherine Coleman.
Catherine Coleman. You know Catherine Coleman.
I know of her, yeah.
Yes. Catherine Coleman had a wonderful ministry, and she always stood up and said, I believe in miracles. She was able to heal people. She was able to heal people. Miracles have been documented since day one. There are tons of miracles, and the church, especially the Catholic Church, has most of them documented. But they're not out in the public. They document those things, you know, and then they bury them in a vault in the Vatican somewhere. But they do a lot of research. You could get access to that. Does anyone remember when you were in school the idea of the French Huguenots? Do you remember the French Huguenots, anybody? They were a Protestant group in France in the 1700s, I believe. We were taught that they left France because they were Protestants. That's true that they were. But the reason why the king wanted them out and the church wanted them out is because they performed miracles all the time. French Huguenots were able to walk through a furnace and be completely consumed by the fire and never burn up, never have one scar on their body. They tried to shoot the French Huguenots with muskets, little cannonballs, whatever those things are. And they discovered that between the cloth and the skin, the cannonball just flattened out and never killed them. We're not told those things, that these are miracles. And they were able to do it, and so were we. But those things are squashed. The world can't handle something like that. And when it can handle something like that, it says, oh, only a few people can do that. There were also in the 1600s in France, must have been a clever country at the time, they had people called convulsionists. And the convulsionists were able to do that also. They could drop a 50-pound block on them, and nothing happened. They could also walk through fire. By the way, their shoes would burn up, but their feet wouldn't. So we have all these things, and we know that there is such a thing as miracles. I think still today, in Hawaii, the kahunas there are able to walk across the lava fields. The lava fields, I think, burn at 1,300 degrees. and their shoes burn up, but their feet don't. Now, they don't go across liquid, by the way. It's when it gets crusted, but it's still that immense heat that if you threw a piece of material on it, it would just explode. But they're able to do that. How many people have heard about the psychic surgeons in the Philippines? They have had many things on that. I think on TV they did different things. But there was one particular psychic surgeon there who never touched the body. All he did was take his hand about this far above and he could make an incision. Then he could go back and that incision would heal up. There's a story also about a kahuna, a woman kahuna. Some man on the beach broke his leg, and it was so broken that you could see the bone pressing out the side. Didn't break the skin, and they said, oh, rush him to the hospital. She said, oh, let me look at him first. She bent down and took her hand and pushed that bone in. And she prayed a moment, and she said, okay, that's done. The man stood up and walked. Now, we think that these are miracles and that they're supernatural or that they're going against natural laws. They're all natural. It's done with your mind. It's done with your conscience. And when you know that you can do that, and did you hear me say what the woman said? It's done. It's done. There's a hospital in China, and there was they smuggled tapes out. And I happen to have seen the tapes because is anyone here familiar with Greg Braden? He wrote a book called Walking Between the Worlds. He wrote another book called The God Code. Well, he smuggled these. He didn't smuggle them, but I got to see them through him. Anyway, the hospital, they would have practitioners come in, and this woman had a tumor. They prayed over her. Why? They had, I guess, the x-ray machine, so we could see the tumor. We could see what was going on, and they prayed. And as they prayed, the tumor shrunk. And then completely, do you know this one?
Yeah.
Completely disappeared. What was their technique? And I've talked about this technique before because it's called the lost mode of prayer. Now I'm going to give the secret. And there, I lost it anyway. It's called the lost mode of prayer. The lost mode of prayer is just the idea that you must know that it is already done. See, there is nothing to do. When I say there is nothing to do, what goes through your mind? As a human being, you say to yourself, well, we've got to do something. I've got to mess with it somehow. Certainly, I'm a human being, you see. Well, you're not a human being. You're a human doing. You want to mess with everything. A human being just sits there and knows that it's already done. You see. So when you want something and you pray for something, you do treatment work for something, you do an affirmation, when you do that, you must realize that it's already done. And then let it alone. And keep knowing that. So, my question was, there's nothing to do. There's only something to know. There's nothing to do. There's only something to know. What is it that you have to know?
that's already done.
That it's already done, yes, but you have to start at the very foundation and start with, in your mind, all that I am is God, but I'm not all that God is. So therefore, how many people remember therefore? I talked about that a year or more ago. Therefore, when you know that, it has to be already done. You see, this whole thing is not to cause any effort whatsoever. This is not work. Work is effort. This is merely knowing, accepting, and believing. So you sit with yourself with that, and you add the rest of it. I am worthy, I am deserving, and I am completely lovable. And Rhoda uses that all the time, don't you, Rhoda?
Yes, I do.
And would you say miracles have happened? Because your life certainly changed, didn't it?
And certainly my attitude.
Well.
Before I was always sorry I existed.
You can't be sorry you existed. You must celebrate your life. When you celebrate your life, what are you really celebrating?
God.
The life of God, the only life there is. So don't get caught up here again with, oh, there's his life and my life and your life and that life and this life and that life. There's only ever one life. If you master this, and I'm not saying that I haven't mastered, but if you master this idea of oneness, this idea of total unity, then your life will change immensely, because there's only ever one problem. We think there are many problems. There's only ever one problem. If you're having a problem, what do you think that problem is?
You think there's separation.
You think there's separation. If there's one problem, the problem is, it's a God problem. Every problem you have is a God problem. It's only one God problem. You think you're separated from that power, from that source. Yes, you had a question? Or?
No.
Or you've given up.
No, well, it's so funny because I was about to ask you, because I'm so tired of affirming, and I'm like, there has to be something that I can possibly do to let it go and just be grateful. And today on the elliptical machine, it came to just thank, just give thanks. So for literally, like, what I'm saying, do you not follow where I'm going?
I don't know what
an
elliptical
machine is. Oh, I'm so sorry. Elliptical machine.
Does anyone know what an elliptical machine is? Please raise your hand. You know?
Yes.
Oh, well, see, I'm out of it.
It's just another exercise.
Oh, it's an exercise machine. You know what I thought was sort of like a Ouija board or something? I asked the elliptical machine and they told me. Well, that's what I thought when I was on the elliptical machine. I thought, oh, yeah, well. Okay, go ahead.
That's
sorry.
That's funny. That's very funny. Trust me, at that point I would have asked anyone anything today, because I was just like, I'm so tired, and if I know it's already done, what is it that I can do with my ego to just, like, quiet it down? Because, you know, what occurred to me last week of the accident, you know, my ego wants to go into the outside world and create so much drama, and I'm like, would you stop it? You know, so then I just go through, thank you. I say, thank you, Father, for my health. Thank you, Father, for my wealth. And then I just sit in thank you.
Right. All right. For those who don't know it, she had an accident. Now, she used the word accident. We try never to use the word accident, because there's no such thing as an accident. There's no such thing as a coincidence. So, I would like to ask you, and I didn't ask you last week because I thought, well, let's not do that to her. But since we're kicking this up a notch around here, and we're going to bam it.
That's what happened to me.
Yes. Have you taken complete responsibility
for
that?
Oh, yes, I jumped deep down in and said, why did I pass this on to myself?
I don't mind. You don't... what do we never do?
Ask why.
Thank you.
Well, I could understand it, because once again, I'm sitting at a stoplight, paying attention, and this huge truck just rear-ends me and pushes me into the van.
So what do you say to yourself?
I say, thank God I'm alive.
Well,
I
yes.
Say, that was a miracle. That was obvious. My car saved my life.
All right. It's always good to say, thank God I'm alive, but yeah. But remember, there's no such thing as death, so you're always
right.
alive.
Well, still here on Earth, I guess.
Yes. So, on this plane of action.
On this plane of action.
When something like that happens to you, you immediately forgive yourself.
But I didn't call, I mean, I know, and it's freaking me out. It's making my brain hurt. I want to have a lobotomy right now, seriously.
You don't have to have a lobotomy. Your ego is fighting with you.
Yeah, it is. Cute. Big time.
And it's telling you it was not your fault.
Right.
I am telling you that it was your fault.
Right.
Just accept that as
right.
a blanket statement.
No, yeah. Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to ask why or anything like that. All you have to do is forgive yourself. And say, whatever the cause was, it no longer exists.
Is that sort of like burning up bad karma?
Yes.
Like the
and
there's...
Let me talk about karma since you brought that word up. There is a theory out there that karma repeats itself many times over, and it follows you from lifetime to lifetime. And if you haven't done your karma in this life, then you're going to have to come back again. Give that idea up. All karma is instant. That's why you know that you made a mistake. That's the karma. You see, if you didn't know you made a mistake, which is another miracle, by the way, with your mind. If you didn't know you made the mistakes, just keep doing the same thing over again. But you were given that. So don't let the mind do that to you. Remember last week? Don't go down that road.
Right.
Just immediately say, whoops, this happened.
Yeah.
I forgive myself. I love myself.
That's what really came up this week, was no love for myself.
Yes.
I was beating myself up for it instead of...
Well, you were beating
myself.
Yourself up before that, I can assure you.
Yeah.
And because you were beating yourself up before that, that occurrence happened.
Right.
Does everyone understand that?
Mm-hmm.
Is that law of attraction?
Yes. Certainly is. What she just did, because she wasn't loving herself, so she attracted something in to remind her that she wasn't lovable and that she wasn't worthy. Because she happened to love that conveyance that she had, that contraption, whatever it was. What was it?
Elliptical.
Well, I'm getting him back. It's a Land Rover Discovery.
A Land Rover. The
yeah.
thing she was driving.
Yeah.
And you loved that very much.
Yes, I still do.
Yes. But you hadn't accepted that.
That I loved him?
You hadn't accepted it completely that you deserved that vehicle.
No, see, that's not it. Because this is how I got it. I was, a week before, I was saying how I wanted to smack everyone upside their head.
Oh, well, that helps.
Yeah. Because everyone was just irritating me because I was living in the outside world. So when that occurred to me, after I got done being in hysterics and couldn't believe that I was still alive, I said to myself on the way to the hospital, how did I create that? Because I know that I created that. What was I thinking? What was I saying? And then it came back to everybody I wanted to smack as I was driving the one day. I'm like, you know what? You're not a good driver, and I'm just way going to smack you. And I got my own smack from a big truck.
All right.
Now, So I knew right away that's how I caused it, because right. I was just like livid one day and wanted to smack everybody in their cars.
Right.
And I brought it to law of attraction. If I'm going to smack someone, it's going to come back to me.
Yes.
Instead of putting out love, and then that's where it came from, love. And then Lulu talking to me this week, I'm like, Lulu, where's the love? So, yeah.
For those who don't know, Lulu's her bingo.
Yeah.
We have new people.
Yeah.
Yes.
So if you don't appreciate something, you can lose it.
Yes,
right.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Absolutely. Mm. It can be, as quickly as it is given to you, it can be taken.
Yeah. The whole idea is to love everything.
Yep, and everybody.
And when I say love everything, you have to love the accident that she says she was in. You have to love the man who did it. You have to love all the stuff. Because it's always learning to love what's going on in the moment. What's going on in the moment? And we get ourselves into trouble. I was going to do a talk on that. Well, I will do a talk on that, but not tonight. But I'll preface this. How many people hear constantly that you must live in the now? How many people here live in the now? And how many people know how to live in the now? A lot of hands. I'm going to tell you how to do that, but not tonight, since we're on miracles.
Oh,
no, I have to get you back. It's a big no, that's going to be in 2 weeks.
No, make it now.
Well, let's get through miracles, and let's learn that there are such things as miracles, and that they're happening constantly. And that all the things that I brought up now, which sounds very grandiose, you can do those same things. We are quite capable of healing ourselves, and we are quite capable of healing others. When you hugged tonight, I can assure you that you healed people in this room. That you healed people in this room. Did anyone here come in and maybe they thought their head was throbbing, or they were going to get a headache, or they were going to do this, that, the other thing? There's nothing like a hug to get rid of that right away. You can get rid of it right away. It's healing. We have that. So that's another miracle. So you have to see yourselves always as powerful. You see, you're not victims. The world teaches victims. In this class, we don't teach victims. We teach you how to be victorious. Victorious over all the circumstances that are going on in your life. How many times have you heard the statement, money is never the issue? Money is never the issue. People say, well, I take a vacation, but they don't have the money. If you gave them the money, they wouldn't take the vacation anyway. They wouldn't. And they'd probably lose the money on the way to get the ticket or something. It's all done with loving yourself enough to allow those things to happen to you. To allow those things to happen to you. They're already there. They're already done. You don't have to work 20 years. You don't have to put your nose to the grindstone. You don't have to do those things. And you don't have to believe what the world is telling you. I had a young lady visit me this week. And she has, I'll call it a semi-affirmation. She said, well, I know it's going to be very difficult for me to get a job in the industry because, I think she said agents, keep telling me that they're not looking for my type, they're looking for ethnic people, that they don't want white American people or whatever they're looking for. I said, well, that's an impossibility. You know, you can't get rid of that. Yes, they may be looking for that, but doesn't mean they're not looking for the... You see how she jumped right over there? Well, since I'm not black, or I'm not Asian, and I'm not an ethnic thing, I can't get a job, you know? That's the mind doing that. That's the box she put herself in. I got her out of it. But you can't believe things like that. Your mind is going to tell you tons of things, and certainly people out in the world are going to tell you tons of things. You have to say, thank you very much. I'm glad I do not live in your universe. Let them live where they are. You move on to your own and make your own universe, your own reality by using your mind. By using your mind. We have the two new people here. How many people here tonight, since you've been coming here, has your life not changed? Do you not have more money than you did before?
Is that you're just looking for people to talk a little
bit? Well, you may talk, yes.
Sorry, I'm a little freaky, so you don't know if I'm coherent. But yeah, I've never had more money my whole life, but I've never been more receptive to money coming in, work and not work. And it's totally due to this teaching. And it's just in all areas, too. Abundance in all areas. It's just been a miracle every day. Yeah, so thank you.
You're welcome. See, the clever little thing that when I devised the title of this class, it's called Abundance and Prosperity, Including Money. I added including money to entice people through the door. If I had just said abundance and prosperity, people say, oh, yeah, I know that's everywhere. That's what, you know. So you have to add that. But you get money. You can get money from this. So now we're going to do a miracle thing for you. The whole idea in life is to learn that we are not our minds. That our minds are ours. The mind belongs to us. It is not us. So you have to start with that premise. You have to totally believe that. Now, you must give up the ideas that the world tells you, that your family told you, the ideas that you were taught, circulating out there in the world. And certainly, how many people are familiar with the expression, in my father's house there are many mansions? There are many consciousnesses going on. There are many theories. There are many opinions going on out there. And you can choose those if you wish. But you have to remember that they're all opinions. Most of them cannot be actually proven. You see. We put a great deal of faith in psychiatry. And I'm not putting psychiatry down. And for years, the Freudian concept was used. they're sort of getting away from some of the Freud stuff now, and they're bringing in other stuff. The reason why I'm bringing this up is that we take all that stuff for real, and we say that's the way you know. You're the way you are because you were potty trained too soon. And we say, oh, well, okay, that's me. How many people here realize that Freud, when Freud wrote, one of the things that he wrote was, the more he gets to know people and the more he gets to understand people, he realizes that they're total trash. And now, we believe the stuff that he says. If somebody thought you were total trash, why would you believe anything that they told you? Why would you bother to do that? But we do that, because there's tons of books and tons of people and tons of stuff out there saying that this is the way it is. Okay, so we want to do that. Now, all miracles are instantaneous at the moment of belief. That's a little catch, isn't it? What that means is you must bring yourself to the point of belief. If you're doing affirmations, if you're doing treatment work of any type, and it's not manifesting itself, you must do that and believe that till your mind no longer negates anything that you're saying. No longer negates anything that you're saying. How many people can sit and say, I'm beautiful? Without the mind saying, now listen. You may be good looking, but you're not quite beautiful. You have to make the mind say you're absolutely right. How many people are still doing wonderful, wonderful, wonderful me? You forgot it.
That's what happened.
You have to do that every day. You have to know that you're wonderful.
Do you know that's how my father answers the phone to me, because I taught him that? Mm-hmm. He left a message today on my cell phone. Hello, my wonderful, wonderful, wonderful daughter. How are you? Aww. And when I called him back, that's exactly how he answered the phone. Hello, my wonderful daughter.
Good.
Yeah.
That works every time. All this stuff that I tell you works, people. If you use it. And they're all tools for your toolbox. So now we're going to see if we can't make each and every one of you have a miracle tonight. You like that, don't you? So, if you would take a moment, get very comfortable. And just start to relax. And Rhoda, remember the thing that you like the most, a little saying that I always say. The dish is never dirty. Does everyone remember that? Does anyone know what that means? The dish is never dirty. There may be dirt on the dish, but you can wash the dirt off. The dish is not dirty. There's dirt on the dish. So the thoughts and stuff that you're having about yourself is just on the surface of life. It has never touched that part of you which is truly you. There's a place within you that has never been touched by anything on the outside of life. And that's what we're going to do. All right, so just start to relax. Close your eyes. And what I want you to bring to mind is one item only.
What?
One item only, and I'll explain the item. Something about yourself that you totally believe and that's not getting you where you want to go. It can be, I'm poor, I'm not good enough, I don't like myself really. Whatever it is, think of one thing that you think is the main thing that's holding you back from having what you want to have. One thing only. Don't let the mind start building a paragraph or anything. One thing only. So get that in your mind. Now, I want you to see in front of you a screen, a pure white screen. And there on the shelf of that screen is a large marker. Now, I want you to write that item on that screen. Just pick up that marker and write on the screen. All right, now look at that, what you have written there in front of you. Now I want you to look at the shelf again, and lo and behold, there's an eraser. I want you to pick up the eraser, and I want you to just wipe that off. And now I want you to see that pure white screen. And I want you to know that that is completely gone from your mind and from your consciousness. And that you can release that now. It never has to plague you again. And tell your mind never again to throw that up to you. Never again throw that up to you. It is gone. It is gone. It is gone. And now, let that be so. And so it is. Come back when you're ready. Does anyone want to say what happened? You see, you don't have to spend 20 years getting rid of something. The world tells you that. The world tells you that. And because you keep repeating those things over and over and over, you start to believe that that is who you are. You are not that. Does anyone know what the screen was in front of you? The screen was you. The screen is always you. And you're watching the screen. You're the one that's writing on the screen with your thoughts. Your thoughts are your life. All you need to do is see that. Put it in front of you on the screen and wipe it off. The dish is never dirty. The screen is always pure white. But we write so many things on ourselves. I'm not good enough. I don't have enough. I don't do enough. No one really likes me. Guess I'll go eat worms. Don't do that to yourselves. How many people remember an affirmation that I gave you, which is, I am highly pleased with myself in the presence of others. I am highly pleased with myself in the presence of others. Very powerful. Don't you think? It rang something inside of you, didn't it? Yes. So now, why I say that it rang something inside of you, I will say to people and repeat this again and for new people. Whenever you're doing an affirmation, it must ring true within you. I give you affirmations and I tell you, change it any way you want to make it yours. Show that it does something inside of you. It's done, this whole thing is done with the warmth of feelings or with emotional energy. That is how you manifest things. And that is how miracles happen. You make miracles, and you all are miracle workers. And you are all wonderful. And so am I. And there ends the lesson. Thank you.
Thank you.
That was brought to you by the number 13 and the letter T. Thanks everybody for coming. We have just making up some CDs for last week because it was so great. So I've got like five making. If you want to buy one next week, you can, and I'll get some making tonight too. There's a basket there for donations for Dallas. There's a sign-in sheet. Let us know you stop by. If you're not getting the emails, like, and you want to be on the email list, put your email on there. We'll get you on the list too. Dallas also teaches, he gives privates and does hypnotherapy. And thanks for coming.
And may I also say, if anyone, new people come in, and at any time you think you're lagging behind, come to me and I'll catch you up on something. And the other thing I always tell people, if you don't understand anything that I said tonight, don't think about it. Just put it on a shelf. And in no time, you'll be able to take it down off the shelf and use it. Because sometimes I go a little crazy.
No, I'm not. Let's see. I remember these cool pens.
Thank you. Oh, you're right.
I just crawled it.
So cute.
Russ, what's your last name? With an E?
Okay, I'll talk.
With an E?
Okay.
Day by day, I'm trying to receive the energy, whether or not to reach out to him with some of your thoughts.
Yeah, I know it's so hard. I wish he could come to here or somewhere.
You can talk to Melissa from our way tonight. She's brilliant. I'm a caller too. She knows all that just happened.
Yeah, absolutely.
I like that.
Okay. I should join that.
Or I've been.
I should go to that. I just think like I was seeing the